Good morning, and welcome to Story Break, the Writer's Room podcast where three Hollywood professionals have an hour to turn a humble idea into a pitch for a kick-ass block rockin' feature film or television show. My name is Freddie Wong, and I'm in a weird mood today.
Hello there, I'm Will Campos, and I'm inviting you to take a seat, relax, open your mind, and enjoy as we venture in to the end of this sentence. Welcome to Story Break.
Hi, my name is Matthew Arnold.
You guys all have better voices, like deep dude voices than
and
me.
Today we're going to explore all the colors of narrative storytelling in Crayola.
In this motion picture, you will see certain things that will shock you to your core. I'm talking about the color of blood. Bittersweet, agridulce. That's the color on this coin. I'm like halfway between Sean Connery and Alfred Hitchcock.
What are we doing today?
We're doing Crayola, the beloved wax ass, crayon ass drawing implements of our youth. I gotta be honest here, guys. I was not a crayons kid.
I knew the second you started the sentence. I was like, Freddie's somehow gonna have a hot take about crayons.
I just wasn't a crayons kid. You know what I was? Give me them. You remember them?
Were you a colored pencil boy?
That marker that smelled like synonym.
Oh yeah,
and mint
scented markers.
I cannot believe in our childhood they got away with encouraging kids to smell markers. That's wild to me. Because here's the problem. Because I bet they were like, "Look, the kids are smelling them anyway. We got to make them smell like something that's not going to kill them." But here's the problem: is once some of the markers smell like Dr. Pepper, I'm going to smell all the markers to make sure. That's the problem with the whole scheme. Now, like every marker was like, "Is this one of those cool smelling markers?" Oh no, it smells like whatever. I got high for half a second.
And then permanent markers are like toxic.
Yeah.
So like, wait, hold on. Can we do Mr. Sketch instead of Crayola?
Who's Mr. Sketch? What are you doing?
What are you doing, Freddy?
Freddy took Mr. 20
Sketch.
Minutes to come up
no,
with his
no,
idea.
Mr. Sketch
is the brand name. I'm not even going to let you say Mr. Sketch anymore.
Markers.
Will, tell us about Crayola. I don't know.
I'm just going to say this. Mr. Sketch is making a fucking cameo in this one, whether you like it or not.
Okay. I think maybe we can have Mr. Sketch show up at some point. Mr. Sketch was the scented markers, and they're very funny.
Okay.
There's a box called the Sweet and Stinky Box, because I guess they pushed their brand into stinky smells.
Now for a brand called Mr. Sketch, there's no Mr. anywhere. Like, I'm looking for Mr. Sketch. Like, you would think they'd even bother to develop a person called Mr. Sketch.
Mr. Sketch is clearly the reclusive CEO of Mr. Sketch scented markers. All right. Now, here's the bullshit I'm on today is I'm reading Moby Dick right now, and so everything nice. In my mind is a whaling expedition, but it feels like you would do that. The plot of this one would be that Mr. Sketch, it's basically Moby Dick, and he like lost his leg to like a giant squid in the ocean, and now he charters a team of whalers to hunt down that squid and make a marker scented like the squid's musk. So he can have his vengeance upon it.
Okay, so we're doing Crayola, right?
Mr. Sketch is a better one.
We all know Crayola, right?
Yeah, but we also know Mr. Sketch deep and locked in our sense memories, baby.
Mr. Sketch is like bullshit Crayola. Nobody has...
That's sorry,
like
say, okay,
that's
no,
like
no, no,
say,
no,
no, Freddy,
no,
let
no,
me
no,
finish.
No,
let
no,
me finish,
no,
let me
you.
Finish, let me finish. That's like after 30 minutes of not knowing what the fuck we're going to do, we're going to do Coca-Cola, then out of nowhere, Freddy's like, have you guys heard of RC Cola? We should just do RC... Nobody fucking cares about RC Cola, Freddy.
No.
Nobody cares about Mr. Sketch. We all love Crayola. We all grew up with it. Let's just stick.
Hold on.
For God's
hold on.
Sake,
one counterpoint.
Please.
I'd like to counterpoint, which is if you go to the MrSketch.com homepage, scroll to the bottom, and then click on the Sensitivities coloring book. How the marker got its smell. Mr. Sketch scented markers. How the marker got smell. We enter a factory into the smell extraction room, which looks like the fucking three-way like split in the Indiana Jones ride. To hear the story of our scents, you must travel inside the factory. No rhymes, by the way.
Oh my God.
And then it's a picture of a fucking tomato on a chair. And the caption here is, where cute little fruits let out big fruity toots. So, canonically, the way they scent the markers is they get fruits to fart into a smellometer. They sort them and then they're like, you know what? We need to put these fruit farts in markers for kids to huff. That's the story of Mr. Sketch. and they're ready for you to color, Matt, and they're ready for us to break this story.
And then he charters a whaling expedition to head to the North Pole to hunt down the elusive polar giant squid and get it to fart into their smell-o-meter so he can capture the musky scent of a giant squid for their squid-themed nautical markers.
Where is this at? I went to the Mr. Sketch website, and it's the most...
You got to scroll down to the bottom.
The very bottom.
The very
the
bottom.
Sensitivity's coloring book.
Oh, sensitivity coloring book. Okay, the second picture is this ominous.
It's so ominous, dude.
Ominous display of three metal doors like you're in the fucking Rancor pit. And then a big dog bowl with a bunch of fruit, which like makes me think this isn't just like, what is this creature that they're fucking keeping here that they feed with a dog bowl?
Holy shit. Well, that's just the bowl that the fruit's in that they're going to go.
That's the bowl that the fruit's in that looks like a dog bowl sitting on the floor?
Yes. It's
that's
insane,
true. That's
dude.
Very weird. Okay. Hear me out. Not to keep pushing they charter a dark expedition to places unknown. What if you do, it's like Anaconda, right? And you, or rather Anaconda to hunt for the blood orchid. And you do that. There is this fruit that's been discovered like in the heart of the Amazon rainforest. And Mr. Scent wants that fruit smell. So they've got to go deep into this mysterious jungle that's guarded by all sorts of crazy animals to like get this fruit. To get it back so that because they're going to make a fortune because it smells like
that.
It's a fruit that smells like Coca-Cola.
Well, it's Mr. Sketch is getting destroyed by Crayola and nobody has that affinity for Mr. Sketch because like it's the thing that you smelled for a little
yes,
bit.
Yes. This is very good.
So it's like perfume.
Per the Crayola Wikipedia, Crayola has a 99% name recognition in U.S. consumer households. Mr. Sketch, I said Mr. Sketch, beloved fucking huff drug of our youth, and you guys didn't even blink and I didn't even know what the fuck that was. So that's exactly where they
no,
are.
No, I just know scented markers. I don't know Mr. Sketch. I just know scented markers.
They could increase their recognition with a good mascot.
I mean, what Will kind of got to is like, it's essentially perfume. He needs to find the perfect scent. And then it will, of course, end with a massive orgy of everybody rolling around naked, coloring each other with scented markers, right? Just like perfume.
I just, Will, I love that you have this factory that is this Willy Wonka like place of wonder where we put fruits on chairs and they fart. And then your response is we have to go into the rainforest. That just seems, it's fine.
Well, they got to get the fruit from somewhere. They got to get the fruit. This is the new Smith. This is, because, okay, here's what's very good. Okay, just, we've laid out a little universe here. Mr. Sketch is a reclusive Howard Hughes-esque ruined billionaire, right? Because he invented the scented marker, and then the Crayola Corporation stole the secret from him. And now Crayola has 99.9% market share.
Crayola, by the way, does do scented shit.
Yeah.
Crayola silly scents.
Silly scents, yeah. Then he's become obsessed with finding this super smelly fruit to he's gonna bring his marker empire
back. Is very Willy Wonka like what they're doing here, and then the fact that they have a 1% market share kind of has this like they're kind of down and out, but like I don't think it's as simple as just fruit. I don't want to make it like canonically that's just about fruits tooting, because there's a whole series of things, because there's this clearly there's a monster that lives here that eats a lot of fruit.
Understand where you're getting this monster from your interpretation.
I'm going to put a picture up on Instagram or whatever. It's a dog bowl. There's no other, that picture, there's no other thing. That's not a bowl you hold fruit in. That's a dog bowl. It's a big bowl for a creature that's put on the floor full of fruit with a bunch of doorways hiding something behind it. So there's something that eats all this fruit.
Oh my God.
Then fruit toot. But you guys are also missing that after that, they show a picture of a bunch of ants running around and squirting fruit juices. So clearly, like, this guy's like trying to just
shit, you're right.
Yeah, I think he's just experimenting. It's just like he is just constantly trying to find a way to get the best sense out of
it. I'd like to make it just a very small observation, if I could, Matt.
Mm-hmm.
That Mr. Sketch, they're like, how the marker got its smell. Crayola's silly scents has a picture of like a pink lemonade with a big smile on it, like an orange with a big goofy grin, a cherry, and like a candle with like a big mean like on it. And it's like, as a kid, I'm like, oh, it's fun. It's all the like character stuff. Mr. Sketch is like, come into our scent factory where we make fruits fart. Indeed, this is how we get our colors and our scents. It's like, how do you not like have, it's just so wild to me that they can still be in business after this display of market. Like, it's just insane.
I feel like the little fruit there that's farting, again, if you just kind of take the idea
there's not even a face on the fruit that's farting. It's just a picture of a small tomato.
Like any good kids movie, that's the animal sidekick. Like, again, I feel like Mr. Sketch has experimented fermented in so many different ways, and then there's this like one farting pomegranate or something that's like his favorite that just follows him around and like farts all the time.
Tommy, why don't you let out some of your gas?
The scent is stinky, but like he couldn't bring himself to get rid of it because it's just his buddy.
Mr. Sketch is dying like fucking Citizen Kane, and the last thing he says is just like, pomegranate farts.
Okay, so Mr. Sketch wants...
He's desperate.
I feel like the low point of this is that Mr. Sketch does find a scent so powerful that it like drives kids mad. Like he's done something horrible. Like it releases it. And he's like, what have I done? Like, in my desire for greed, I was going about this the wrong way or something.
Yeah, yeah. So he should definitely, like, get an irresponsible scent in the market that, like, turns the tides for him, but at great cost to the youth of America.
I see a precipice before us. I see this story. This has got all the usual bait for the story, boys, which is this could very easily become a story about two wacky kids running around in a big spooky factory. So I just want to put a line in the sand right now.
Okay.
That... I'm like, there should be no children characters in this movie.
The only, here, I'll put this
way. Only fruits that fart and serious old ruined businessmen.
Yes, I agree. The only time we see a kid is during this montage of their new scent wrecking havoc on preschools across America, and they're all lulled out like they're in a fucking opium den.
Because it's like children to him are just like, they're just the vessel for product, right? Like, it's just, or like.
They're just noses with money.
We should see kids in the movies, but their faces are blurred out because like we're in his POV where he doesn't even see them as human beings. He just sees them as marker consumers.
You do. Okay, since it's Halloween and it's a horror movie, how about you heard that story? So it's not kids, but you know that messed up story of the guy, I forget what European country it was, but it was like this old man had like seven kids. He was like abusive to his wife. She divorced him a long time ago. They all hated him. They never visited him. And then like 30 years later, they had pretty much never talked to him. He died. And then he was like, okay, like, you know, his will was like, my kids get the house or whatever. And then when the kids went to check out his house, like he had booby trapped the entire house. He had spent like 30 years booby trapping his house so that he could murder all of his children after he died.
I'm not hurt. That's what the fuck? Yep.
So could you do?
Yes.
Could you do?
Yes. And it's he's giving the rights to Crayola. And yes. Crayola.
Could you do?
Yes.
The CEOs of like the head honchos of Crayola. This is like a haunted house movie. Head honchos of Crayola are like told that Mr. Sketch and like why do we even care that Mr. Sketch gave it to Crayola? They have 1% market share. But Mr. Crayola himself, he's like, there's a scent he never used. I know it's in the center. He's mocking me. He said it's ours. Somebody has to go get it. And like he knows it's gonna be dangerous or whatever. But yeah, he says like the top Crayola brass down there. And then sure enough, pretty quickly they realize they're in a hellhole of monsters and farting fruit that are poisonous and, you know, deadly ants that run around and squirt you with acid fruit or whatever, and they realize this was a madman.
Yeah, because, yes, he made dark scent experiments on all of the fruit flavors, and he tried to get scents out of stuff that don't even smell. Like, what does a lamp smell like? And then he figured out how to make a lamp smell, and you're like, oh, God, no!
A lamp smell is very good. There's just, like, there should be a room that they go in there. I don't know how you'd feel this. They go in there, and it's completely pitch black, but the smells are so distinct. They can maneuver around, and they swear where they're playing like ping pong and stuff, and then when the lights turned on, there was nothing there. It was just scents. They're like, wait, what? The scent was so distinct that I could have sworn I imagined the room.
It's the sensory deprivation room where all your scents are removed so that you can focus on the one most powerful scent, the one through your nose.
He figured out how to turn himself into a scent.
Oh, my God.
He's just that
good. It's like one of them smells this marker that is like underneath his portrait. And now like it's like this guy is in his head like talking to him.
Oh, it's absolutely. The door closes behind them like a horror movie. The door closes behind them like a horror movie. And then they go, did you smell that? And they're like, what? Not that. I could have sworn I just smelled something. And it's like clearly it's just in the same way that you feel a ghost. This is like this smell just occasionally appears as clearly Mr. Sketch there. That's great. He turned into a, yes. They're like, did anybody ever check the fucking coffin to make sure he was actually buried? And it's like, no, he didn't die. He's finally transformed himself into a scent.
And that's what they see. It's like in the end, they watch all the trucks pull away and it's like he's put his scent into thousands of markers to infect children all around the world.
Yes, I was going to say, it's like the thing. They essentially burn the place down and you think it's done. And then like Mr. Crayola's son is like the only survivor of this. And he comes back. He's like, it's over. Like there's nothing left. And then when he turns around, like Mr.
You're right, Dad. We should have nuked that factory from orbit. I was foolish to go in. We should have used the Crayola 1 satellite to drop a fucking missile on it. You're right, Dad.
I feel like the sun walks away and, like, Mr. Crayola, like, hey, what's that smell? And then you see, like, the sun, like, go to the Crayola scent factory or something. Just the idea that Mr. Sketch has infected, like, the movie ends with all these Crayola trucks going out, and you realize, like, Mr. Sketch is about to, like, possess every single child on Earth or something.
That's very good. He gains sentience.
Yeah. Oh, my God. Yes. Buckle up, listener. This one's going to be full. This is going to be a chock full episode, I can tell.
I like that it's basically, like, you know, everyone's always referencing, like, the Paul Reiser character in Aliens, like the shitty business suit who, like, is in on what's going on. This is like Aliens if they were all Paul Reisers.
Yes.
They're all the corporate guy who's there to make money.
Let's just get in here, get our money, and get out. Like, look for the scent. What's my dad looking for?
Yeah, because it's the kid of the CEO of Crayola.
Yeah.
Joey Crayola.
Yes, you've got the, you know, he's like the SVP of the burnt sienna, you know, department. Yeah. It's like, you know, this is a dead end job. Dad stuck me in this, you know,
got to,
like,
make a name for myself.
All the keys to the kingdom. So he's financed this op to go secure this flavor. Yeah.
They get a taunting letter from Mr. Scent, and, like, Crayola CEO, like, Daddy Crayola is like, launch the Crayola 1 satellite and nuke this motherfucker. And then the kid's like, no, wait, no, Dad, I gotta go. You know,
give my team 24 hours.
24 hours to get you extract the scent, Dad. This is a fool's endeavor, son. But I see it is important for you. So I guess you can. For your 21st birthday, I grant you 24 hours to get inside Mr. Scent's fucking factory before I nuke that shit for more. But mind you, my words, son, if you are still in there at the 24th hour, I will nuke your ass.
I feel like maybe Mr. Crayola, like, I feel like you could start with essentially the idea that, like the news is Mr. Sketch has died, and essentially they explain it in the same way that Freddy had to explain it to us. Like,
Citizen Kane newsreel, Citizen Kane newsreel.
And then you cut to the Crayola factory, and they're all celebrating, and you see 99% market share, and then Mr. Crayola crosses it out and puts 100%. They're like, finally. like, we've done it, you know? But then, like, he notices his dad's not happy. He's like, Dad, I don't get it. You have 100% market share of crayons, like, the thing your family always wanted ever since, you know, 400 years of our family history. We've always wanted to own the entire crayon.
Giovanni Crayola sailed to America.
Yeah.
This is very good. And then, yeah, it's a real, and Alexander wept because there were no more worlds to conquer type moment. Yeah.
Maybe Mr. Crayola should go on this adventure, actually.
Because it's his old business rival or whatever?
Yeah, I feel like it's the, or again, he's conquered. He owns 100% of the market share, but there's one thing that's always bothered him, which is Mr. Sketch mocked him with a scent that he said could have won the, he's like, Dad, you gotta let that scent go. He's like, no. He always threatened me every, you know, he'd send me cards saying, I have a scent that will take away your entire business. He's like, but Dad, he's dead now. There's nothing he could do. You have 100% market share. Nobody will ever take you. He's like, it's like the idea is like knowing that there's something out there that could destroy me.
Oh, yeah.
That there
yeah,
is
yeah.
a scent
yeah.
so good that could destroy Crayola. I have to get it.
Every year on his birthday, Mr. Markers would send him a card written with this scent. And then he'd smell it and be like, oh, my God, he could ruin me. He could destroy
me.
Right? Like, he's got the secret, you know?
You know what's funny about that? Just as I was, Will, you've always said in the past, or you've said in the past once, that, like, the worst thing you could possibly write as a screenwriter is the phrase, and then they play the best song in the world or something like that, right? Like,
but scent, you can do that.
Scent, you can actually do that. You like, and then he smells the best scent in the world, and you're just like, I don't know what that is. I guess I gotta just take this dude's word for it.
That's why you can't do movies about art or writing or music. Unless you're doing, like, objectively a biopic about someone who did really good music. But you could do shit about food, right? Like, someone could eat something and be like, that's really tasty.
That's true.
I'm trying to think of when Mr. Sketch started. 1965. Okay.
Yeah, right?
I feel like it's 1960s. Like, 1960s.
Oh, they
something.
Were former partners?
It could be former partners.
Oh, yes.
Like, Pirates of Silicon Valley style.
It was like Nintendo and Sega. Like, they were competing with each other. I have no idea if this is true, but I feel like it was the Nintendo and Sega. They were competing with each other. Freaking Crayola's Nintendo. Mr. Sketch is making it. You know, Mr. Sketch can do what Crayola can't, sort of thing. And then... one Christmas, he got a card from him being like, you're done. Like, we're going to destroy you. And that card was written in that scent. And Mr. Crayola smelt it, and he just wept, knowing that the company was dead.
That's the earliest memory that Crayola CEO's kid has.
His dad is like,
his dad
is coming down in Christmas and seeing dad crying by the fire.
Yeah, that's good. I was going to say, or you do that, the kid never smelled it, because what you do is, he's like, but he never released it. In fact, Mr. Sketch Company just started going down under. It's like, I've always been, he has this in his back pocket. Why did he never release it? Every year I've been terrified that this is the year that Mr. Sketch, because again, then we're going to find out the horrible truth that like Mr. Sketch didn't release his scent because it was too powerful or whatever. But then he tells his son, he's like, you never smelt it, and he should have the piece of paper still.
Yeah, I was
and
thinking, he's
like 60 years later, and the kid smells it and he just starts crying. And he's like, this is nothing. This doesn't even smell a tenth of what it was like when I first smelled it in 1960. And he's like, my God, Dad. He's like, exactly. Knowing that this is out there somewhere still is not like we have to get it.
This is all extremely good. I was just going to say that if it starts in the 60s, you do like they were two buds and they did work together. And hear me out. Hear me out. Here's what you do. Here's what you do. You do that. One of them, like Mr. Giovanni Crayola Jr., was like the button down businessman. And then Mr. Marker was like his groovy roommate in college who like smoked weed and listened to like, you know, world music and did acid and stuff like that. So one was like the business guy. It was like Steve Jobs and Steve Wozniak, right? Like one of them was the business guy and one of them was the creative guy. Mr. Markers was like the creative guy. And then he kept trying to pitch scented markers. And then it wasn't, no one would go because they're like, what did this fucking hippie freak come out with? It's like, what are you doing? And then like he went off and made his own company and made the scented markers and they were a hit until Crayola stole the recipe. And the way that Crayola stole the recipe is Giovanni Crayola, Mr. Old Man Crayola, betrayed his friend to get the recipe.
Yeah.
Oh, that's good. Yeah, because what you do is back then it was essentially Mr. Crayola was kind of uncreative. Like his thing was all about more colors. He's like, oh, we'll have every color in the rainbow, 120 colors. And then Mr. Sketch is...
Here's what you do. He knew a good idea when he saw it, but he could never come up with a good idea.
Yeah.
So like he was the only one who believed in scented markers, right? And then, but again, like all the colors of the rainbow, like you would do, that was a Mr. Marker idea. Again, like he was fucking high on Benny's and acid and smoking weed and looking at a rainbow. And he said, all the colors of the rainbow. And then his stiff square Republican roommate was like, my God, that's a hit slogan.
I mean, Mr. Sketch,
not Mr. Marker. Mr. Sketch, yeah. So
Mr. Marker's my dad.
Mr. Marker's, call me Mr. Sketch.
Please, Mr. Marker's my father's
name. Mr. Marker's my dad. He's Mark Sketch.
Mark Sketch, yes.
Well, you realize that in Samuel Taylor Coleridge's poem, Kubla Khan, from which they quote the beginning of Citizen Kane. Just a few lines down, we have ours, which is, and there were gardens bright with sinuous rills where blossom many an incense-bearing tree.
Whoa.
And it's an ominous fucking picture of a factory. Like, ooh.
Xanadu, the price no man can say. This is very good. All right, so we've got our backstory. So yes, you do, back in the day, there were buddies. One of them went off to go, you know, do another company, and then... Mr. Crayola betrayed him and stole the secret formula, and then Crayola just started pumping out.
Crayola Company also, by the way, is responsible. The same company also does Silly Putty and whatnot. So like,
this guy was like a darker Willy Wonka. Because after the betrayal of his friend, he became a recluse living in his factory, making, you know, sort of dark eldritch experiments in the crayon world.
Yeah.
Yes.
And then, you go from there. Okay. All right. And so, yes. And now he has died, or has he? And somewhere in that factory,
and you need to end it with like when they broke up, it was something like Mr. Crayola said to Mr. Sketch, like, you're not going to have a single percent of this market when I'm done. Like, I'm going to own the entire crayon market or whatever, or marker, you know, whatever.
It's like, you got to get with the times, man. Like, yeah, or whatever.
I will own the entire market share of coloring products and accessories for children aged 5 to 12. And there's nothing you can do about it.
Well, the reason Mr. Sketch has a 1% market share is because even though Crayola has scented markers, it's just he never knew the secret that Mr. Sketch had for really getting that scent. Like, kids just prefer the scents of Mr. Sketch's markers.
In the 80s, there was a whole like Pepsi challenge, like back and forth, like, kids love the scents of Mr. Sketch scented markers. And then like the parent groups are like, why the fuck are we letting these kids fucking huff markers? This guy is a drug addict and he's putting his...
Here's what you do. The reason he only has 99.99 and then that last 1% is the only store left that sells Mr. Sketch markers is the Mr. Sketch Marker Company store. And kids from all around the world flock to the store because it's the only place you can get these magical markers, right? And he only sells like, you know, only sells one marker a kid to every kid per year, right? And then so it's like, that's another part of what drives Mr. Crayola mad is that while Crayola may dominate the world, like the world loved Mr. Sketch.
Look at this brand loyalty.
Shit.
What is in his grape that is so appealing? His cinnamon hit different though. What is with this boy's apple? Mr. Sketch, by the way, has different packs of scents now. I don't know if you know this.
He doesn't have many, though. There's only like 28 colors or something.
Well, Mr. Sketch knows how to fucking focus in on, like, you know what I mean?
All right. I know we're going deep lore before we can figure out the actual plot. So here's what I do. Rather than make it that he has like one scent from like some super rare fruit, he's found some extract that's like a scent enhancer. Right? Like, it's the secret ingredient of all of his markers that just make them hit different.
Yes. It's like MSG, but for the scents.
No,
I do kind of like that it's the one mysterious. Yeah, no, it's better the other way.
The mysterious scent is good. Yeah. And it's going to be something like, my pitch for the ending would be something like, again, it smells good, but it would be like he was just mocking him because the scent was like, okay. It's like Mr. Crayola was like abandoned as a child. Like, it's like, again, like a William Hearst story or whatever. It's like he never knew his parents. He was put like at a doorstop of like a nunnery or something. And like, and he's like, I made myself. I pulled my bootstraps. And it's like the scent that Mr. Sketch gave him was he found his mother. And it's like,
holy shit.
It's like the scent of his mother.
You put my mother into the centaurium machine?
But no, the secret's gonna be Mr. Crayola realizes the ending is Mr. Crayola. It should be he just sends his son away, and Mr. Crayola just closes the door on the sex sketch factory and just stays there to die because he realizes the scent was he's never been loved and he never loved anybody in return, is what the scent is what Mr. Sketch was trying to tell him. That his 0.1% of the market share was worth more than the 99.9% that Crayola had because the people that came to him loved him. And he wouldn't even know what the smell of love smells like. He is like,
Holy shit, you didn't even
know the smell of your own mother. And it destroys Mr. Crayola.
It sounds like we have all the pieces in place ready to go here. I think we got ourselves a stew a cooking.
Yeah, the only problem with this one is I don't relate to the main character who knows a good idea when he sees it, because Freddie, I did not appreciate the good idea that was Mr. Sketch at the beginning of this podcast. So I want to apologize.
Before we go to our break, I'd like to leave you guys with a quick note from the Mr. Sketch FAQ. I'm concerned about inhalant abuse. Where can I get more info? And this is the most like corporate, like get the fuck off our backs answer I've ever heard. Mr. Sketch says, inhalant abuse of markers is associated with volatile aromatic solvents due to their intoxicating effects. Mr. Sketch markers are made with water-based inks rather than aromatic solvents. For more information about solvent huffing, please visit this website on inhalants. It goes to inhalant.org, which times out. So this is not even a website you can visit right now.
If you're a kid's product and your FAQ has to talk about substance abuse, you probably have a problem.
All right, let's take a quick break. We'll be right back with more of this inhalant abuse.
Video games.
Video games.
Video games. You like them?
Maybe you wish you had more time for them?
Maybe you want to know the best ones to play?
Maybe you want to know what happens to Mario when he dies?
In that case, you should check out Triple Click. It's a podcast about video games.
A podcast about video games? But I don't have time for that.
Sure you do. Once a week, kick back as three video game experts give you everything from critical takes on the hottest new releases,
to scoops, interviews, and explanations about how video games work,
to fascinating and sometimes weird stories about the games we love.
Triple Click is hosted by me, Kirk Hamilton.
Me, Jason Schreier.
And me, Maddie Myers.
You can find Triple Click wherever you get your podcasts and listen at MaximumFun.org.
Bye.
Back to it.
Mr. Sketch, what a saga, man. What a fucking story of American greed.
Okay, so we've got the backstory.
Start breaking down these into acts.
Yeah, we need the story. All right, so it's in who are our characters? Right now we have Mr. Crayola. We have Junior, the unloved Trumpian son of the first Crayola.
The burnt umber of the group.
That's a good thing to latch onto. Yeah, it's essentially Trump Jr. and Trump.
It's sort of the succession family, right? Like, we're writing a succession AU Crayola fanfic right now.
It's like Indiana Jones and everybody else are just like the people guiding them, like the town guides. They're like, we can't go any closer, Mr. Crayola. This is dangerous territory. I'll stop.
There's the guy rips someone's heart out and squeezes it into the crayon maker. Essentially, this is a Heart of Darkness-esque thing.
I really want the tone of this, by the way. Once they say it's time to go, it's like a bunch of people in a boardroom. But then when you cut to the Mr. Sketch's like house, it's straight up like Minority Report helicopters like land, and they got like freaking like they're essentially prepared for Alien, you know, with like fucking guns and like space suits, and they're like opening the door, and the place is like freaking decrepit and shit. It's like, dude, this got intense.
Okay, everyone has to wear these like little like weird nose things to cover their scents, just in case the scents influence their thought. And so that makes all your actors have to wear these insanely annoying and bad looking like nose things. So the trailer comes out, everyone's like, why is everyone wearing like nose masks? This is the dumbest idea I've ever seen.
They should be like huge. They should be like almost like golf ball size like nose plugs that just make everybody's nose look huge. Like they're like pig. It's like, wait, what? This is a weird costume choice. Like, we can't be distracted by the scents. You don't know what you're gonna smell in here.
Is there okay to throw this out there for another character? Like, I'm trying to think of, like, who's our Ripley or who's like our everyday Joe on the team. Do you do someone who was like used to be a tour guide at the factory is being dragooned into joining this team or something like that? Like, I've only been to the first level. Like, I've only heard rumors of what lies beneath. But like, they were the number one like super fit, or they were. Hear me out. It's Willy Wonka. It's Charlie Bucket. You do that. It was a kid. That hold on.
No kid. You had it.
Hold on. Okay, let me finish my thought, and then you can tell me the better thing. You do. It's a grown up Charlie Bucket. And here's what I mean: is that there was a kid. There was a group of kids that were the only people to ever go inside this factory and get a tour from the man himself, right? And it was the most fucked up, harrowing thing that ever happened to these kids. And so one of them now is a grown-up, and they're coming back. We need you. You're the only one who knows what's going on inside that factory. We need you to lead our
team. He's like chopping wood.
Yeah.
We need you to go back. No, I'll never go back there.
And it's like an Alien where they've got to revisit the site of their trauma to overcome.
Okay, that's good, because that still fits what I was going to say, which is I just want, it's not Charlie, I mean, it's Charlie Bucket, but the archetype that we're using, it is straight up Sean Connery from The Rock. It should be when Charlie Bucket came out, Mr. Crayola imprisoned him and was like, you have to tell me what's inside there. He said no. He's like, I'm never gonna release you until you tell me the secret. He's like, well, I'll never go. So this guy's been in Crayola prison for like 40 years, and like this one man prison. There's one man that knows the way through the factory, and he tells him, he's like, hey, there's no problem with you telling me, your leader is dead. And then, like, you know, Sean Connery's character, like, I'll give you your freedom if you lead me through the factory.
And then, you know what, this is when you see him, he's in his Crayola cell like coloring in a picture of a lumberjack cutting down a tree.
Yeah, no, it needs to be exactly like The Rock. They're like, what, dad's like, you go in and interview him. And then the kid talks to Charlie Bucket, and then you do a scene where like, he's not gonna do this, dad. And he's like, wait a second, what is he doing in there? They all look through the one-way mirror, and he's breaking out just like at The Rock, and they literally go through a chase.
Yeah, with a crayon. He's like, what is he doing?
You literally go through a chase in San Francisco. You even have that, like, even in the time, a little bit problematic, like a hairdresser guy. You're like, wait, this joke doesn't work, even in the 90s. Like, ah, it's okay, it's Michael Bay. And then he like falls out. It's just the same thing. It's the exact same scene as The Rock.
Wait, are you saying this was like a person that worked at the sketch factory and then got captured by Crayola?
It was one of the kids who got in through.
Yes.
And then the kid got this whole whirlwind tour. And Matt is suggesting the kid got out, a big old smile beaming on his face, and the moment he stepped foot into like American territory, the Crayola Corporation pulled a hood over his head and like deep sixed him into one of their like
yes. I was like, because this kid got this, because according to the contest, this kid was going to get an unprecedented look in the factory. So they like ask the kid, the kid's like, I'll never tell you, Mr. Crayola. Mr. Sketch is wonderful. He showed me everything. I'll never tell you. He's like, I'm never going to release you. And like, his parents have long been dead. This kid's been in prison for 40 years because he refuses to tell Mr. Crayola about the Mr. Sketch's factory.
So why would they betray Mr. Sketch now?
He tells him that Mr. Sketch is dead, that is no longer wants that. He just, I mean, it's a bargain, right? It'd be like, what they find out is that it needs to be kind. I mean, he says you need to do The Rock. If you do that, he's a kid. I'm trying to think of what. Oh, it's like, oh, this is dark. It's like Charlie Bucket. I'll release you if you guide us. Mr. Sketch is dead. You have no reason to hang on to this information anymore. He's like, fuck you. He's like, don't you want to see your parents before they both die of cancer? They're on their deathbed now. I'll release you if you guide us through there. Because in The Rock, isn't it to see his kid?
Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah. So, yeah, they've got some muscle they're leaning on our Charlie Bucket. I was also going to say, yeah, this is very fun. This is very fun. Because you could also do that this kid broke into the factory. Like, because he was the number one fan and didn't get to go on the Crayola tour, or the Mr. Sketch tour, but broke in to sneak along on the tour. And then that's why they were, anyway, that's a minor detail, but yes.
I love the idea that when we first meet him, he's sitting there coloring as a grown adult, like coloring. And then he's like, he takes a sniff and he throws the marker away. And it's like, Johnny Crayola, it's like, your mint sucks fucking it's shit compared to what Mr. Sketch was.
Okay. You hanging on to that old man. Why am I not surprised, you piece of shit?
Okay. Yes.
I could smell okay. your shitty. This fucking rules. I'm going to throw one flag on the place. We do not have a female character yet, so I think this should be like Lady Sean Connery. I think that would be a fun spin. Yeah.
Lady Sean Connery. No, this is good because it's a kid.
She can still be named Charlie, like Charlie Bucket.
It's Charlie.
Charlie, yeah.
So, I straight up just wanted to be, we're just stealing 100% The Rock. So instead of, because again, The Rock, it's that he had a wife and then there's a kid he doesn't know about. Well, it's a kid, so obviously that doesn't work. So it'd be Charlie, our girl who got in there. She had a dog. So they're like, did you know your dog had a puppy? And then when she escapes, they look up and like, I think I know where she's going. And then it cuts to like she's watching this puppy at a park, you know? And they come. They're like, what do you want to be out long enough to see this puppy have its own puppies? And she's like, all right, I'll do this.
No fucking way.
Yes, that's very good.
So that's why Charlie Bucket agrees to break into the Mr. Sketch Factory.
Holy okay, so shit. We've got CEO Kid, who's the wormy Paul Reiser character. We've got Giovanni Crayola himself, who's like our haunted John Hammond from Jurassic Park, you know, with the tragic past. I feel like if you're going to do Sean Connery, who's our geeky, I'm just an analyst going into the field, Jack Ryan, Nicolas Cage type character? Is it someone who works in like the marketing department or like their number one crayon scientist?
Yeah, yeah.
Like the sort of the company man, like, hey, I've got a pretty cool job. My kids think I'm cool because I work at Crayola and like has no idea about all this fucked up dark shit going on.
No, it's just, I mean, fuck it. It's just The Rock. It's an Etsy like independent perfume maker, you know? It should be like a scentologist or something.
Oh, yeah.
It's a university scentologist.
yes. That works on, it's like, I'm trying to think of the equivalent of the scene where the poison gas comes in, but it's like,
well, yeah, there's these super concentrated scents at the factory that are in these little janky glass balls.
Bomb residue and stuff.
I don't want to make it literally bomb stuff. Like, I feel like let's play in the scent and crayon world. I don't want to make it like a, just do the again, they study the science of scent, or again, they were like, you know, they are in the scent lab at Crayola. Like that makes sense.
Yeah.
And they're like big nerd, right? Like, it's like, oh yeah, you know, like Mr. Sketch. Wow.
Oh my goodness. Okay. Have you seen the difference between blue raspberry and black raspberry moon rocks? It's a subtle difference, but I'll tell you, it's in the movie nights. I just can't figure out what that X factor is. We've been trying to break down the esters here, but like, it's just a molecular compound we've never seen before. Anyway, we're waiting on the mass spectrometer test later this afternoon.
Okay.
And then of course they're going in with the gun-toting head of security, who's your other female character, who's like our Michael Biehn character. It's like part of the Crayola like strike force or whatever, and like they're rolling in with the guns loaded.
They're the Crayola strike team. They take down all the, because again, when you have 99% market share, you know what you're fucking dealing with all the time is bootleg products. So they're like, you cut to them like kicking in some fucking factory in Southeast Asia pirating Crayola markers and just fucking like, you know what I mean? Like
shoot out with the local triad gang.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, it's like the fucking Yakuzas are trying to get in on their territory. It's like literally that's how you mean it. It's like they're head to head with some Yakuza tough, and it's like puts down the gun and picks up the fucking sword and they duel it out to fucking fight for Crayola. Hell yeah, baby.
Okay.
All their code names are the crayon names. It's great. It's very good.
Okay. Oh my God. I feel like so the good. Scientist, she's Nicole Cage is her name.
So you got Charlie and Nicole.
Yeah, Charlie and Nicole. Bear with me. in The Rock, it's like they essentially say, like, this is important for national security. You have to do this. And mm-hmm. he's a loser. So I feel like similarly, she's somebody who just wants something like a small, simple life. I feel like she just finds out. Okay, bear with me.
Okay.
One of the first signs of being pregnant is you have an extra strong sense of smell, an uncanny sense of smell.
Oh, my God.
So I feel like she just found out she's pregnant.
You're just doing The Rock. This is just the plot in The Rock.
She needs, but it's so good because you have an uncanny sense of smell. Okay. We don't need to, but anyways. Okay.
All right. We've ripped off enough of The Rock with our last 10 minutes remaining. What do we do?
It's only for the first act. After the first act, it turns into a horror movie. Turns into Alien with scent.
Our team is assembled. Are we doing the thing where they're supposed to blow up the... Oh, that's actually good, is because you could do that. Hear me out.
Sorry.
You could do that. The John Hammond gives the strike team orders to just place detonator charges in this factory and just blow it up. Like, again, because he just wants to destroy it. He just wants to bury it out.
Yes,
but the son is the one who's like, no, I want to find the secret scent so I can win my daddy's love. Or something like that, right? Is that
the 24 hours? Sorry to go back. Can we just have a really ham-fisted social message here? Just bear with me. I just want to understand Nicole if she's coming into this. Mm-hmm. So they're like, we need a scientist. We need a smell scientist, right? Get one of our PR people, anybody, just somebody who can help us with the smells. And then they're all sitting there and then like they see like a woman with like her boxes packed and they're walking out. They're like, oh, what's the matter with her? Because she's like, you know, she's like flipping off the security guards. Mm-hmm. Like, oh, don't worry about her, we fired her because she's pregnant. And they go, oh, good, yes, good. And they all just like smoke a cigar. And then Mr. Grill is like, wait a second, she's pregnant. No, bring her in here, she's the one we need. Like, what are you saying? So, you know, you idiot, don't you listen to anything I teach you? Pregnant women have an uncanny sense of smell. Like, hey, you want to keep your job, you gotta go into
I like that. No, this is good, because then you do that, like, she like works in the smellology department at Crayola. Yeah. Like, she like clearly, like, she just knows a ton about scent. Like, that's her entire life's work is studying that, but then these fucking idiot men just attribute that to the fact that she's pregnant. It's pregnant. Like, wow, the human body does some incredible stuff that you know all this stuff about. It's like, I studied this in college.
So yeah, she's doing this to save her job of a shit company. She's gonna leave it. Or actually, it's just gonna end with like, you know, a little like thing where she sues them for discrimination of not treating a pregnant woman correctly, and she wins a big paycheck. Okay,
they're going in.
They go in,
and I feel like they should all be at the same purposes at the beginning, and I think you have, like, those kind of twists and turns come out at the end. Now, does the old man go on the mission with them, or does he show up later? Is he, like...
I like him at the end locking himself up and realizing the scent is his mother, but maybe that can be at the end. Maybe he, like, helicopters in once they found... Like, they make it through the, whatever, the haunted house or whatever it is that we're gonna do, and they approach... It's like they find, like, a locked box or whatever, and they're like, you have to open it. Like, you know, it's safe to come in, and then, like, helicopter lands, and he approaches it and opens it or something.
Okay, yeah.
Or he just comes along with them.
Okay, so they go in, and then the place is laid in with... So there's all these riddles, right? Like, that, like all these booby traps and stuff like that. And
they're
then you do that, Nicole is like, she's got the head for this stuff, right? Because she understands scent. She was a big Crayola fan. She was like a big fan of this world, so she kind of gets that stuff. So like, that's kind of... She's doing that analysis.
By the way, it's all shameless marketing for Crayola. It's like, what? It's like that these people get paid by Crayola. Like, every single one is like, what was Crayola's first color introduced in 1907?
Mr. Marker, Mr. Sketch.
Mr. Marker, yeah.
They go through like a field and it's full of fruit, and the fruit like fart and giggles, and it's like, oh, this is adorable. This smells so good. And then she's like, wait a second. Some of these fruits are poisonous. Run, you know, sort of thing. And then, like, the fruits are farting.
That's
and then
very somebody, good.
And then they die, and it's just like The Rock when their skin melts off. Sorry, this is just going to be The Rock, Will. I can't stop it. Okay.
So, maybe he has, like, he's turned, like, a bunch of his employees into monsters by, like, amplifying their scent smell, and they, like, hunt by smell or something like that. Like, you know, like, part of some dark experiment. So he's got these scent monsters going after
him. Oh, that's good. You have like a siren type thing where they all suddenly smell something from their childhood. They all start like separating from each other and they're just like falling. And then it's just like, it's all been like scent stuff. But then this time they just like are following scents into separate rooms and they're getting like killed by like, like it becomes gory. It's like, oh, this guy just got incinerated in like a blender. If somebody definitely needs to fall in a giant blender. Then they're like liquid goop. That's them gets like put into markers.
Oh, yeah. So your early kills are like, we have some cannon fodder grunts. You know, you give Nicole an assistant that are getting murked by these macabre Willy Wonka-esque traps. What's your midpoint? Like, what's your big turn? Like,
I'm about midpoint, but something that could happen is the guy in the back smells something and turns away, and then we see the, you know, jump scare, like he gets put in a blender, and then they get to a puzzle later and it's like find the perfect color of pink or something like that. They're looking at the different markers and they find
Oh, that's good. I like that.
And they're like coloring is like, oh, what's this marker's jammed, freaking cheap Mr. Sketch. And then she like opens up the back of the marker, is like, what's jamming this marker? It's the wedding ring of the guy's like, my God, this marker is him. It's him. Put the markers down. Anyways, stupid. Okay.
So I do still like this idea that like the sun smells like this verboten marker at the beginning.
Yeah.
Like, you know, like this just this innocuous marker lying in front of the thing. And then, of course, that turns out to be the cursed marker with the scent of what's his face in it. Right. Because now you do, as he's going through the factory, he keeps having these sense memories. Right. Like he keeps triggering to these flashbacks and you realize you're like, and it's essentially the story of his father and Mr. Scent.
Oh,
right.
Mm-hmm.
Yes.
And it leads you to think that like they've bottled up his memories into a marker, right? Like, then maybe that's the why he does. He's like, this will help us get through the factory, right? It's like, if he smells this guy, he can. And then, of course, he's learning about all the fucked up shit that his father never told him about the business, right? Like, you know, that, you know, his dad always told him that Crayola came up with the scented marker and then Mr. Sketch stole it from him or whatever, right?
Yes.
So he's going through this odyssey of that. But then again, your twist at the end is like, no, no, no. This isn't memories being triggered by, like, the sense. Like, this is his consciousness taking over your mind. And that is, that's the final revenge of Mr. Sketch, is that he takes over the son's body and then he's like I took your son from you or something like that.
Oh, that's so good. Okay, because the end, this is like freaking old boy level revenge, because the end is, if we do that, he gets Mr. Crayola to come here, smell his own mother's scent, realize he's never loved anything and nobody ever loves him, and Mr. Crayola is just gonna hide in this mansion for the rest of his life because he's just mentally destroyed, and then Mr. Sketch took his son's body and is now the heir of Crayola and is going to run Crayola with 100% market share. He's literally taken. He's like, I win. You know, it's like he gets 100%.
Yeah, I stole the life you stole from me. Yeah.
Yes. Holy shit, he destroys him 10 times harder. He takes 100% market share, his son, and essentially makes him realize his entire life has been loveless and meaningless.
Whoa, dude. Whoa.
Okay, so that's very, very good, obviously. And that feels like a nice, fun head fake where they're like, we hear that he trapped his soul in a scent. Like, oh, that's just some bullshit rumor, right? Moving there, what do we do with Charlie and Nicole?
All I know is that it ends with Charlie and her puppy are driving in like a small out of nowhere town, and they stop at a church, and then Nicole comes out with a piece of a pew, and inside of it is a Crayola crayon, and she unwraps the Crayola crayon. She goes, hey puppy, you want to know who killed JFK?
It's pretty good. Yeah, it's like
that in the rock.
I love that. You will never be able to convince me that that's not the church from the November Rain music video.
You're right. Charlie's the one with the puppy. So yes, I think Charlie ends by like essentially leaving the job. She doesn't need it. She has self-respect. She's like, fuck this place. So fuck this massage.
Charlie is the Sean Connery.
Yeah. So she just starts like a dog shelter and spends time with her puppy.
Oh, I see. Okay. All right.
Nicole, I don't know how Nicole, what's Nicole's
Hear me out. I have an angle here. So I think you do that again. The whole thing is this hunt for like the mystery scent, right? This magical scent that, this is very good. Okay. So you don't do the scent thing at the beginning. Hear me out. With him smelling the marker and then getting the memories. That's not how the first half of the adventure is, this maze, like, you know, going through the House of Horrors to get to like, where is this magnificent scent, right?
Yes.
And then they unlock all the clues and they find the marker at the end, right? They're like, oh, is this the golden marker or whatever? And then of course our son is like, back off, nobody smells it but me, right? Because he's got he smelled the original paper, so he's gonna know, right? And he smells it. But it's not the marker. It's the fucking memory marker, right? It's the thing that makes him trigger and like get his brain taken over or whatever. Mm-hmm. And then you do that, essentially, like your turn is now, they're like, shit, we've got to kill him. We've got to blow up the factory. And it's like, no, we still need to find that marker. It's here somewhere. I feel like you have the actual Willy Wonka moment where the repossessed, you know, Mr. Sketch like realizes that Charlie and Nicole really do love the magic of markers and childhood and stuff like that. So then he tells them the secret location of where the real marker really is. And that's what they go get at the end.
Okay.
Okay. So he possesses the sun, right? And then now the mission is nuke the site from orbit.
Yeah.
And Charlie and Nicole have to escape, right? Because Mr. Marker is going to kill everyone in the factory and, you know, escape and take over the Crayola company or whatever. So, you know, like they've got to blow the place up or something like that.
Yeah.
So now they're desperately trying to escape. You know, he's ordered the Crayola drone strike to blow up the building.
Yeah. Oh, that's good. Now I want Charlie and Nicole to be a romance. And it ends at the end. She's like, hey, you want to go out for coffee? He's like, I hope you don't mind that I have a dog. And she's like, I hope you don't mind I have a kid. And then they smile. They both go. And they have an awkward moment where they like one of the puzzles is like draw a heart. And there's like thousands of colors. And they both reach for the same exact shade of red. And they go, oh, this is the red you use for hearts? Like, yeah. Oh, cool. I didn't know anybody else used brick red for hearts. I always thought it was a little too dark for a heart. They're like, oh, no, but that's what makes it passionate. And they both look at each other like, hey, can you girls carry on? Like, we're trying to bring it to Scrat Factory. Come on. Stop it with this bullshit. Okay, that's very good.
Yeah, this is getting a little mushy in the back half. But all right. So, okay, they discover the crayon. He smells it. He goes crazy. Our Michael Biehn character is like, scratch that new plan. Blow the place up. Like, that was the contingency, right? Mr. Crayola is now hunting them as they're going to, you know, they're like, oh, no, he's going to distribute this crayon across the world. He's going to drive or whatever. Right. They like, and then Mr. Sketch and his army of scent monsters are chasing after them, like the monsters in the descent, basically. Right. Are like,
OK, for Nicole and Charlie, you essentially make it about they just like the end image. I feel like there's something about crayons being stuck in childhood and like Nicole hasn't grown up and Charlie never got her childhood, and I feel like the end is like they both leave the corrupt crayon business because freaking Mr. Sketch has taken Crayola company, and they barely survive and they escape, and it ends with them like out in, you know, a cabin somewhere with a dog, and they're painting like adults because adults use fucking paints and not crayons. And they're like, time to pay our taxes, we're adults now, we got out of the child crayon industry.
Yes. Sure.
You know what I love? I love the smell of money.
You know, it's one of those things. They escape the haunted house.
They escape the haunted house. You know, I'm trying to think of like what your let it go moment is. Like, in that case, I would say that because you would do that. I would do Nicole is like really into crayons and into crayon history and stuff like that. And that's great because then Charlie can be like, crayons took everything from me. And then you do that. It's the classic thing. As they're escaping, she solves the real riddle and finds the magical crayon. Right. And it's the last temptation. Right. Like, are you going to risk it all to take this crayon? Right.
Yes.
And then it's like the let it go Indiana moment. And she chooses to escape with Charlie instead.
Yes. And the little tag at the end is, yes, Charlie's like, I never got crayons were taken from me, like I like, you know, fuck crayons. And I feel like it ends with, because again, I don't know if they could use crayons because now we've made Crayola evil. I think it ends with they're in a cabin somewhere and you see a little toddler on the floor, and what are they doing? They're making homemade wax crayons, and they are like, and they're watching their kid play with crayons,
and
they're selling them on Etsy. Yeah, it's all about small businesses, and they still love crayons, and now Charlie's got a child to share, you know, a good childhood with, and they're together.
Yes, very wholesome. I love it. It's very, very good.
Yeah, something like that.
All right.
I mean, you know, it's a big mess, but that's, I mean, come on. From Crayola to Mr. Sketch, that's pretty rowdy. I'm a pretty big
good.
Fan of this one.
That's pretty good. Mr. Sketch, Crayola, we managed to blend the two into a horrific ripoff of Michael Bay's.
It's aliens, it's The Rock, it's Crayola.
It's everything. It's everything you've ever wanted in a movie. It's
everything you ever wanted in a movie. The only thing is you just can't smell it. That's the only problem with this movie. And one day, this will be the first Smell-O-Vision movie if we ever get.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. Anyway.
First successful one.
The first successful
the
one.
The first Smell-O-Vision movie, a term we just coined.
Anyway. That's going to do it for us this week at Story Break. Thank you all so much for listening. Thank you also to Chad Ellis, who edits this podcast, and also the Maximum Fun Podcast Network, of which we are a proud member of. Head on over to MaximumFun.org to peruse and browse a fine selection of great podcasts. A whole range of stuff to fill your ear holes with. Will, how are we doing on that FNART front?
We got some FNART, boys. I got some FNART to tell y'all about.
Distill that FNART into a thing so I can smell it.
Yes, here's a smell this FNART. Thanks, as always, to James Redensek on Twitter, who gave us a really wonderful Among Us poster.
Ooh.
That's got, like, it's just got a lot of really fun details on this one. So definitely check it out. That'll be on our Twitter. Very spooky poster. Thank you, James. We got a really cute Monster Mash drawing from Nell Peak. Thanks to Nell. And that is on our Twitter as well at twitter.com/RJStoryBreak. You can also visit our Facebook group bit.ly/StoryBreakFB to get your discussion on.
Thanks, everybody. Thank you to my co-hosts. We'll see you next week. My name is Freddie Wong.
I'm Will Campos.
My name is Matt Arnold. And I just suggest everybody look up the retirement video of Dandelion Yellow that Crayola made, because they got rid of Dandelion Yellow and they did a whole video showing that the marker is just retiring and going on adventures and visiting Greece and stuff, which is such a wild way to announce that you're getting rid of a color.
This is 500,000 views.
It was pretty great. Bye, everybody.
All right, bye.
Hey, if you like your podcast to be focused and well-researched and your podcast host to be uncharismatic, unhorny strangers who have no interest in horses, then this is not the podcast for you.
Yeah, and what's your deal? I'm Emily.
I'm Lisa.
Our show's called Baby Geniuses.
And its hosts are horny adult idiots. We discover weird Wikipedia pages every episode.
We discuss institutional misogyny.
We ask each other the dumbest questions, and our listeners won't stop sending us pictures of their butts.
We haven't asked them to stop, but they also aren't stopping.
Join us on Baby Geniuses
every other week on MaximumFun.org.
MaximumFun.org.
Comedy and culture.
Artist owned. Audience supported.